Dr. Alan Unruh has made his way into our studios, and you've got a guest today. You got a show and tell.
I do have, Mr. David Dahl.
Well, tell us about David.
Well, he come in from our neuropathy ad and had a lot of difficulty. Neuropathy, basically, like I have said before, it's pain, numbness, tingling, burning, stabbing, shooting pain in the feet. Sometimes they can't feel their feet. Sometimes the feet feel like a block of ice or they're like they're on fire. And when it affects your ability to ambulate or walk for very far or ability to sleep, I've had people that even a sheet touching their toes was too much. They had to have their feet laying over the edge of the bed. So there's all kinds of symptoms related to neuropathy. And it can be restless leg syndrome that wakes them up at night. But it dramatically affects the quality of life. Sometimes can't go to the grocery store, can't go for a long walk, can't go golfing, fishing, doing the things you really enjoy. So it affects your quality of life, not to count for the pain and then the medication with the side effects that people live on. So that's what brings some of the people in. Mr. Dahl was one of them.
So, Mr. Dahl, when he told you you had a problem with neuropathy, you said what? And what did he tell you?
We just kind of went through what stage it was, like what the pain was and what type of pain and what I hope to accomplish out of this, going through his course.
So as you talk about this with us, and there'll be people out there that are saying, that sounds like something that I have. What started with you to the point that you really wanted to talk to Dr. Unruh?
Well, my blood sugar spiked, and that's what caused it. It causes this neuropathy, I've learned from reading. And so it's just something I would go to the doctor and mention it. And it's like, well, we have pills we can put you on, which didn't really do a lot. They maybe would numb it down a little bit. But so I'd say, you know, what's the cure? Well, they didn't know the cure. They said, we got you on the lowest dose of this pill, and we can just keep putting the pills up. And I actually saw a person, and he had diabetes from blood sugar issues, and that was what they did with him. It was like they kept upping the medication. It didn't help anymore, and then his blood flow, apparently, is the way I understand it works. Just kind of stops to your feet, and your toes die, so they start cutting your toes off, and then your feet die, and they cut your foot off, and then he ended up with about a 6-inch stump when he was all done. So I thought, and I was watching that whole process, and I thought, I just don't want to go through that. And really where I heard of this therapy was I was doing business trips to St. Paul, and there was a doctor down there, and I thought, well, it'd be nice if somebody in Sioux Falls, and went on, and lucky enough, I believe it was a radio ad, I heard it, and that's where I made the appointment and went to see Dr. Unruh.
Pretty common, Doc.
It is. I believe, Mr. Dahl, it was starting to affect your ability to go shopping, even like walking at Walmart, I think you said last week, that's something you couldn't do before. And tell us how that went.
Yeah, that was kind of where it got bad. And then it was like, yeah, I get part way around. It was like I had to just give up and go. And after I been through doctor's treatment and things I do at home, one day, what was it, probably a couple of weeks ago, I believe, I told doctor, was I got into Walmart and I didn't bring a list, and I would go clear to the end of the store and pick something up, and I get back and I'd remember, oh, I need something. It's clear back on the end of the store. So I went back there and kind of took the long way coming back and felt quite good.
So how long ago was it when you first saw Dr. Unruh?
It'd be about 9 weeks, and then consulted with him, and then I have an 8-week treatment that we go back to. I went back to the clinic and we would do some things there. And then it's been approximately 9 weeks ago.
You mentioned diabetes. Are you a part of diabetes 1 or 2?
2.
Okay. So your numbers, A1C and all that's with that, pretty reasonable, but you still have some effects, correct?
Yeah. The neuropathy, it just set in. My blood sugar, for whatever reason, I never did get a reason what it was, spiked out real high, and then eventually my nerves started I don't know if they were dying or they were going to sleep or whatever, but they were causing discomfort quite a bit.
Dr. Unruh, unusual case or pretty common?
No, he's a very usual case. We get very few people that don't show in progress in the first couple of months, and sometimes it can be 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 80%, even in that shorter period of time. So to be able to have something to look forward to without having to just live with it, and Mr. Dahl is a young guy.
He'd have, well, you and I, that's relative. I mean, how young are you, Dave?
64.
Yeah, that's younger than I am. Certainly younger than Dr. Unruh.
Yes.
you know, when you talk about diabetes, a lot of people think that if they get off some meds with diabetes, because they've got me on 3 meds, and the big question was A1C, can you get it down below 7? Got it down to 6.5, and now members of the family are saying, you're a hero, you got it down. But you still have some things that can hit you, right, Doc?
That's correct. There's collateral damage, you know, from all the things that the meds, there's no drug invented that doesn't have 4, 5, or 10 pages of side effects. So those affect people in countless ways, and some interact with each other. And so this whole approach is natural. There's no drugs, no chemicals, no shots, no surgery. And 90% of the treatment they can do at home. They don't have to run to the doctor 50 times. So that's another appealing thing. So all the people with COVID, they got their treatment every day at home, and they can continue on their program and continue to improve every day. So it's basically a choice. Every day you're getting healthier and getting better, or your body's breaking down faster than it can cope with, and gradually it starts to get worse and to the point where you can't ambulate.
Dave, you're a young 64, I can tell that, just by talking to you today. But if you had somebody that is going through the same kind of effects that you did, what would you tell them about Dr. Unruh?
Pretty much recommend trying it, get an appointment and get his story. And he has some videos he shows and has people on there that have been through it. And kind of encourage him to try it at least, because I brought it up to my doctor. He said, what do you want to do? We want to up that prescription. And I said, I got something else going on. And I told him what it was. And he says, well, I haven't really studied that, so I don't really have any comment on it. So he said, I guess, as far as I'm concerned, it's worth a try. So
as long as you're healthy, it's more than worth a try. Wouldn't you agree?
Yep.
All right. Any final last words, Alan?
Well, I would like to use a story of a ice packing plant that burned down in Chicago several years ago. And the caption in the paper said, this building had 27 tons of ice burned to the ground. It had all the material inside of it capable of putting out the fire, but it was unavailable form. It was frozen assets. See, we've got all the material inside of us to do the healing, but it's often frozen by ignorance, indifference, fear, panic, indecision, and we need to release that energy that the body was made with, that the good Lord made us with, to heal itself. And we have to just give the body what it needs, and then the miracle inside of your body does all the rest. So with electromagnetic energy that we use to recharge damaged nerves, and we get nitric oxide that improves blood flow through the feet and through the lower extremities, you don't no longer get the night cramps and the pain and numbness and tingling. It just gradually goes away. And then your quality of life dramatically changes in countless ways.
We don't want you having to run all over Walmart looking for things because you didn't bring the list. That sometimes goes when you get in your 60s. I will tell you that. You sometimes forget the list. And what was I supposed to get? Because you want to get everything that they wanted you to get at home, or you're going to be a failure when you get home. It won't be Father's Day when you get home.
Yeah. I generally take a list, but I just forgot that day for some reason.
It happens. How they reach you, Alan?
332-1962, 605-332-1962, which was a great year. You were just a kid at that time.
Sophomore in high school. Yeah, just a young gentleman. Thank you, guys. We appreciate your story. And if you need some help with neuropathy, tell people about this podcast that they could come back and they can listen to. I think you may find there are a lot of people that may have some of the same concerns. Mr. Dahl, thank you very much.
Thank you.